AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. is investigating a deadly shooting off of Cuba's coast. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The Cuban government says its soldiers killed four people and wounded six others who were on a Florida-registered speedboat that entered Cuban waters on Wednesday. Cuba says the people on the boat fired at soldiers first, injuring a Cuban officer. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
It is highly unusual to see shootouts in open sea like that. It's not something that happens every day. It's something, frankly, that hasn't happened with Cuba in a very long time. But we're going to find out. We're not going to base our conclusions on what they've told us.
The Cuban government says the people on the speedboat were Cubans living in the U.S. and that at least two of them are wanted by Cuban authorities, quote, in connection with acts of terrorism, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Iranian officials accused President Trump of telling big lies ahead of today's nuclear negotiations. U.S. aircraft and warships have been sent to the Middle East to pressure Iran. Bill and Hillary Clinton are set to testify in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein today and tomorrow. There's no evidence of wrongdoing by the former president and former Secretary of State in connection with the late sex offender. The FBI searched the Los Angeles Unified School District headquarters and the home of its superintendent. Authorities did not immediately give details on what they are investigating. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Israel for the start of a two-day visit, as he promised friendship, respect, and partnership with Israel. U.S. futures fell while global shares were mixed today after stronger-than-expected earnings from chipmaker NVIDIA helped ease some investor worries over the artificial intelligence boom. This is AP News. The captain of the U.S. women's hockey team is speaking out after a perceived slight by President Trump. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Hillary Knight says the Olympic gold medal-winning U.S. women's hockey team is moving past what she calls a distasteful joke by President Donald Trump. Trump drew attention after telling the gold medal-winning U.S. men's team he would also have to invite the women's team to the White House. Knight said the video of Trump's remarks is taking attention away from the respectful relationship between the men's and women's teams. Goaltender Jeremy Swayman said the men in the moment, quote, should have reacted differently. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
NASA's Mike Fink identified himself as the astronaut whose medical condition prompted the space agency's first medical evacuation. He did not reveal what was wrong with him, but explained his condition quickly stabilized thanks to his crewmates and flight surgeons on the ground. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.